Good morning. My guests this morning are John DiGaetano and Audie Foote from the North Bay Stage Company. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this play, The Angel of Chatham Square, is already on the boards. It opened on the 20th, and it'll play through the 5th at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in the East Auditorium, right?
Correct.
So tell us about it.
Well, it's a story that's based on an event that happened to my mother right after World War II. She got a job in Manhattan, in New York, of course, in an uptown restaurant, a high-class seafood restaurant. The problem was that she didn't get out of there until after midnight, six nights a week. And on her first night, she had to take a bus home, and she had to transfer at the Bowery.
Wow.
At 1 a.m, and it was 2 degrees on the night that she did this.
Oh, no.
And of course, the first thing that happens is somebody comes up looking to mug and rob her. And she was actually saved by a homeless man, a large fellow, who intervened and then wanted to know what the heck she was doing down there at that time of night. And she says, look, that's the way I have to come home. I have this great job and I have a kid to support. And he took it upon himself to be there to meet her every night for the next 2 years.
Wow.
Not only that, but he then, because there were some really bad guys down there. It was one of the worst neighborhoods in America at the time.
Right. I remember
he took
that.
It upon himself. He had other homeless men. And in those days, they called them bums. So these were Bowery
right.
bums.
Yeah.
There was about a group of 8 of them would be there to meet her to protect her. And in exchange, she was bringing these deluxe doggy bags from the restaurant with lobster tails and filet mignon. And she was bringing them clothes and cigarettes. And they started to refer to her after some time as the Angel of Chatham Square, which
wow.
is where the transfer bus stop was.
Amazing. So were you how old were you when this
was going
on?
I wasn't born yet.
Oh, you weren't born
no.
yet. Okay.
I was soon to be born. I was a twinkle in her eye at that point. but not on that freezing cold night, I wasn't. And she actually fell in love with these guys, that they were so nice. And a lot of them were down there not for the usual reasons of alcoholism, drug addiction. These were people that had wound up down there as a result of the Depression.
Right.
World War II. There was a lot of shell shock vets, which, of course, we have a different name for right now.
Yeah.
But they didn't get the help in those days at all. And it's referred to in the play as the Bowery. As the elephant's graveyard of the sorrowful and the unbefriended, just kind of taking a ticket and waiting their turn to freeze to death.
That is really an amazing story.
Yeah, and people love it. It's been so well received. And
so I take it you were told this story through most of your life,
oh,
really.
Oh, no, one time. I was walking with my mother very near the Bowery when I was a little kid, about 8 years old, and there was a bum or a homeless guy in a doorway, and he was really in bad shape. And I kind of laughed at him as I went by, and my mother stopped me in the street and said, just don't do that. And I go, what's the matter? You know, I was so surprised that she had this empathy and this compassion, because she was a hard, scrabbled New Yorker herself,
uh-huh.
and she just stopped me and said, listen, you know, that man was a young boy like you at one time and had the same dreams and aspirations that you have now. Don't make fun of anybody because, you know, you got to walk a mile in his shoes. You know, she gave me, you know,
right.
the talk, and it so struck me. And then she told me about what happened to her very near that spot, that she was protected for all that time by guys just like this guy. It struck me in such a way that from that point on in my life, I had the compassion and the empathy for people that were less fortunate than me. It was a great lesson from a very smart mother.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming in. That is a wonderful story. And to see it developed on the stage,
yeah.
I really can't wait.
Yes.
It's The Angel of Chatham Square by Audie Foote. It's open at the Burbank's at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in the East Auditorium through April the 5th. For information and tickets, you can call 546-3600. Online, it's wellsfargocenterart.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.